Hi there, it's Dr. Linda Papadopoulos with the Psychology Behind, the podcast that looks at a different psychological topic every week, breaks down some of the research on it, and then talks about how to help you cope. This week, I want to speak about how to make other people feel good. Now, people often talk about the connection between IQ and success, but there's a growing body of research to attest to the advantages of EQ, that's emotional intelligence, and success. The term emotional intelligence refers to our ability to effectively relate to others and, you know, and build social relationships. And this is done because we're able to understand and empathize with other people's feelings and through having enough self-awareness to express and control our own emotions. So high emotional intelligence helps in a lot of ways. It helps us build relationships both personally and professionally. It feeds our self-confidence and it creates a positive cycle because when people feel positive around you, they're more likely to act positively towards you. Now, for some people, the ability to connect with others or to make them feel comfortable comes quite easy, right? We all know those people that can kind of walk into a room and just, you know, people gravitate to them and they laugh at their jokes and everyone feels happy around them. For others, though, it can feel a bit awkward, a social situation. But even if you are one of those people that just doesn't feel, you know, really comfortable in social situations, remember, there are absolutely things you can do to improve those social skills. And this is what I want to speak to you about today. The ways that you can improve your emotional intelligence and make other people around you feel good. So here are my tips for doing precisely that. Number one, really listen to people when they speak. In fact, try and listen more than you talk. When you actively listen to what someone is saying, they feel valued and respected, and because of that, you're more likely to have a productive, meaningful connection with them. One of the mistakes that people make when chatting is they, instead of like really listening to what the other person is saying, they just wait till they can make their own point, and they don't really respond to what's being said. And this kind of stifles conversation, and it stifles connection. Remember, active listening is not just about communicating verbally. Smile, nod, make eye contact, all of these things will make the person you're engaging with to feel heard, right? All of these things will make the person you're engaging with feel heard. And when we feel heard, we're more likely to engage positively with the person we're speaking to. Along the same lines, try and not over-personalize the conversation. Dominating with stories about yourself or giving advice may make you come across a bit arrogant. Instead, talk about something that you both find interesting and leave enough space in the conversation for the other person to input their own thoughts and ideas. Number two, give genuine compliments. Most people can spot a sycophant a mile off, but a genuine compliment that takes into account not what the other person wants to hear, but something that you really value in them can really boost someone. We live in times when everything is vying for our attention. As a consequence, we actually don't spend enough time engaging with what's actually in front of us. We know that just technology means that we're not tasting things or, you know, smelling things in the same way that we used to because we're not consolidating all the information that's coming into our brains in the way that we used to. We're distracted. And so it's really special when somebody notices something about us that takes time and effort. So not only will someone appreciate your compliment, but they'll appreciate the fact that you took the time to really look and really notice something about them. And that no doubt will make them feel good. Number three, be inclusive. If you're in a group discussion, make sure that you try and include everyone. No one likes to feel ignored or left out of a conversation. So if you're telling a story that one of the people doesn't know the background to, make a point of filling them in. If you're telling a joke, avoid inside jokes that only some people will get. Others will feel more comfortable around you if you make an effort to include them in the conversation. I think that this is particularly important in group settings where some people are more extrovert than others and find it easier to join in. Being the person that goes out of their way to include everyone is a kind thing to do and it'll have a positive influence on the whole group that you're interacting with. Remember, charismatic people are able to connect to others not on the basis of what they've accomplished, rather on who they are. So be inclusive. Number four, be positive in your words and your actions. We're attracted to positive people, and so the way you approach others in terms of your body language and the words that you use is going to be crucial in making them feel good. We are programmed to be attracted to a genuine smile, so don't underestimate the impact of looking at someone and smiling like you mean it. Also, pay attention to how you speak. Try sticking to your principles. Don't say something and then, you know, say the opposite a few minutes later just to please somebody else. Try and use positive language. Using words like "I hate" can make you sound bitter. Also, be aware of being overly critical or gossiping about others. While people may like a bit of a gossip, they generally don't respect or trust people that talk about others behind their backs. And finally, number 5. Be generous. And I'm not referring to being materialistically generous. Instead, I mean be generous of spirit. Give time, attention, support, encouragement. Put away your screens when you're with someone and really listen. Connect people with friends or opportunities. Give them credit when they say or do something interesting. Give them the chance to shine in front of others, even if it's tempting to dominate the conversation. And give compassion and the benefit of the doubt, because we all deserve that. Generosity fosters connection because it gets us to pay attention to someone else's needs, and it affords us the privilege of making a difference in their lives, even if it's just a small one, by meeting those needs. So don't be afraid of being generous. It's good for us, and it's definitely good for those around us. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. I really actually enjoyed writing it. I know that a lot of the podcasts I speak about are about self-improvement, but I think, you know, we live in this beautiful global community. So I think ensuring that we do stuff that's good for those around us is really important too. And I do think there's something contagious about positive behavior in the same way that there's sort of, you know, something contagious about negative behavior. So I hope that you found this useful. It's always great to speak to you. And until next week, when we speak again, I wish you a very healthy, happy body and mind.